Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. Thank God, even for a proud moment, the young man who wrote that song won many national awards, is the first cousin of Sister Delania, and we were part of the same ministry. Saw him rise from a little kid now to do great things for the Lord. We thank God for Anthony Brown and group therapy. Amen? Amen. Yeah, I was a young deacon. He was a young musician. We stumbled together, but now he's being used greatly of the Lord. That is the favor of God. Let's bow today. Father, we thank you. You know our real value. The world will devalue us, but you see so many great things in us. And I do believe it's because we were made in your image. As we stand today, God, may we decrease and may you increase. Save someone today, encourage another, but when this time is done, we'll give your name all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We thank the Lord today for his word, amen. Amen. We're going to look at the Gospel of Mark, first chapter 1 through 10. It reads, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly. They went and found the colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, what are you doing untying that colt? They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest in heaven. That is the word of God. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, very simply, Putting First Things First. Putting First Things First. I am a creature of habit. I love to write down lists of things that I want to remember. I know we have technology that will give us a beep, but I like to write it down on a notepad, write it down on the back of an envelope. The key is, can I find my to-do list when I need it? But what I do realize is that there are times when you can't do everything on your list. If you are, God bless you. Let's see you after church. How do you do it? You must be wired differently. What usually happens is those things that are most important are the things that you would try to attend to in that day. They're called priorities. A priority is a thing that is regarded as more important than another. Sometimes the day is over and your long list is still long. But the things that were important, you took care of. And every now and then, God will interrupt your list to allow you to be used to the glory of God. So don't marry the list, but have one available. I believe today that when it comes to what matters to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we must place a position on putting first things first. To take that position, I'm going to put first things first. In our text today, Jesus told his followers at the beginning of the ministry that if you follow after me, you must pick up your cross, deny yourself, and come after me. They took a risk. Can you imagine someone coming through your neighborhood, recruiting, asking you to sell everything you have and asking you to cash everything in just to follow them? He was seen as a radical of his day, as someone they thought was crazy. Why? He said, really, I am God. Folk had a problem with that. Me and the Father, we are one. He also said that, you know what, when it comes to this temple, meaning this earthly temple, I'm going to tear it down. And in 3 days, it will rise again. Folk got worked up about that. You're talking about our temple now. You can't tear our temple down. But he shared with them, and they followed him, and now they're following him on the road to death, the road to his resurrection, the road to which they will see the glory of the Lord. But just for a moment, think about that. To put everything away, to risk everything to follow this Jesus. Some of you today have risked relationships. You risk friendships. Why? Because you chose to follow Jesus. Folk call you a Jesus freak even today. They tell you don't take all of that. They tell you never mind about a palm branch. But you've stepped out. Can I help you this morning? And you've declared that I will follow Jesus no matter what. That he is my priority. I like this sense of a list that with me, it is God first. I always tell folk, I said, you know what? Make sure you've got God first on your list. And then it's family. And then there's a tie sometimes for me between work and church. Got to eat. God gave me a job. Every now and then I'll have church at work. Amen. And so think about what's most important. Do you always tell folk, if it's between you and your family and coming to the church, take care of your family. That becomes an important piece for those of us who are in the body of Christ. We're in a very important season as we now prepare for Passion Week or Holy Week. It is the time when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ knew he was going to die, but took that lonely journey during this time and this season, and we walk with him. Bible talks about walking through the shadows of death and fearing no evil. He already knew what the outcome would be. As he shared with those disciples, and put yourself in their shoes today. And I want you to think of a dusty road and sandals way back yonder, but I want to commission you today as disciples. And you're the one walking along with you. Can I just go back to elementary school romper room for a minute? I want you to think and use your spiritual imagination. There you are. You're on the road with Jesus. There you are to the left and the center. You're walking with him and you're going toward Jerusalem. And what he's sharing with you are just a few more things on the to-do list. Here's what needs to take place. I won't be around long, but I'm sharing some things with you. You've had your parents say, I know you're big and bad now, but let me give you a thing or two as you get on that Greyhound bus and leave town. Or some of y'all didn't ride the Greyhound bus. As you board that plane, there were some things that mama and daddy said, now, don't forget this. Don't take any wooden nickels. Be careful who you hang with. Be careful out there because why? I'm giving you some things. Set a priority in your life. Always keep the Lord first. My God, I'm still here today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and all your ways. Acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. There they are on this journey. And Jesus is sharing with them. And there's some things that are very important. There are directions he gives. And those directions are very specific. They're very sure. And they're also special. As you go about this journey, know that I'm very specific on what I want you to remember. And what you will get will be very sure. You can count on it. And also, it will be like no other experience. Let's look at this whole sense of being specific. He says to them, we're getting near Jerusalem, and I'm sending two of you up now. He told them where to go. Go to the village just outside Jerusalem. Here's what I want you to do. You will find a colt, never been ridden, and I want you to bring it to me. He also said, and then say this, somebody will ask you, why are you untying the colt? Tell them, I need it. God, through Jesus Christ, is very specific. Where is the Lord sending you today? And what is he telling you to do in this day? And what has he told you to say? The Lord is always speaking. He speaks through his holy word, the Bible. He speaks by way of the Holy Spirit. You'll feel a nudge and think it's somebody tapping you. It's the Holy Ghost saying, no, I wouldn't do that. Have you ever been convicted before by the Holy Spirit? You realize that it didn't feel comfortable, it didn't seem right, and it was not your intuition. It was the Lord saying, no, that's not for you. He speaks through other people. He'll send somebody your way, and you may not make much of them. Listen to no wino. The wino might have a word for you. You never know who God will send at that moment. He says, follow my specific instructions as you go. Make sure you go to where I tell you to go. Make the word so plain. And then once you get there, you're going to see a colt now. Untie the colt. You'll take heat because somebody asks you, why are you doing it? Why? The Lord says so. Anybody ever question you? Why are you praying over your meal at lunch? Why are you bringing that Bible again to the workplace? Why you got to pray every day? It's because the Lord has been very specific in my life and in my experience. Am I helping you this morning? I'm talking about every single detail. I used to laugh at my father. He would say, go get me a Phillip head screwdriver. I would go to that big old box of tools and come back with another type of screwdriver. And he said, no, that's not what I told you. I told you a Phillip head. I told you to tell your family about Jesus. I told you to put the bottle down. I told you to put the pills down. I told you not to be argumentative. I told you. He says things that are specific just to your situation. Will you follow the direction of the Lord? Will it become a priority for you? My God, I'm helping myself this morning. Not, let me steer it a little bit. I'm going to change it around. What has God told you? Think about it this morning. Very specific. Like what it says over earlier in the Gospel of Mark 4:9. Then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Make sure you're hearing what the Lord say and not what's in your imagination. And the way you do that is to spend time with the master. They spent time with him. It seemed like a simple assignment, but they were able to hear. How many want to make sure you got specific directions? Is it clear to you where God is taking you? Because you'll get so much static, but make sure it is clear as he goes toward Jerusalem. Here's what I want you to do. Not just that. Sure. Directions were very sure. They went. They found a colt. Don't you love the Bible? It's very specific. They got to the street. They found the colt tied to the doorway, just like Jesus said. Some people standing by asking the question, what are you doing untying the colt? And they answered as Jesus told them. Let your response be the response that the Lord gives you and not something you conjure up. The Spirit may be saying to you, let it go. Leave it alone. Don't backtalk on it. Drop it. Let it go. Our flesh will say, no, I'm going to fix this thing until it's over. Right is right. He said, no. I told you when you go to work on tomorrow, let that thing go.
Amen. Go untie it. Then somebody ask you what the deal is, tell them. And we must think about that in our personal and spiritual lives. That what he says is so sure, he didn't change one thing. Wasn't it exactly like the way he said it would be? And his word is true. If he says it, you can believe it, you can count on it. God, speaking by way of Christ, says to them, it is sure. I'm positive you're going to find it this way. And we're surprised, aren't we? Lord, you sure fixed that thing, didn't you? Oh, Lord, you sure brought me out. Hallelujah. I told you so. My word declared it. If only we would believe that his word is sure. The Lord sent you someplace with specific instructions. And you showed up at your village. And he had you to say something to bless others. See, you got to realize that God is not like man. Man will mess up. Man will change it at the last minute. No, that's not what I said. I said this. But God's directions are so clear. Like what it says over in the book of Numbers 23:9. Says God is not what? Human, that he should lie. Not a human being, that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and then not fulfill? I want you to see this kind of Christ who stands by his word. One who says it and means it, and what he says comes true. Has it happened in your life today? Don't want to push you today, but I mean, you really had some real specifics that the Lord placed on your heart and you followed through and it turned out just the way he said it would. Why? Because God will stick by his word. Oh, yes, he will. He'll stand by. And when you pray his word, you're really communicating with him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Speak his word, our Father, which art in heaven. Speak his word back to him. He recognizes his word. I know you got a great vocabulary. When you say, Lord, I'm down here and I'm trying to make it. I need you to walk with me. I need your peace. I need your joy. Follow God's directions. God is calling somebody right now. His word is specific. I love a moment of a wake up. Man, I wake up more folk when they all of a sudden you got, y'all give me that serious look and something like that happen. Y'all, oh God, yeah, you thank God you're awake. Hallelujah. Specific, sure, and what? Special. When they brought the colt to Jesus, they threw off their best. Didn't have much. Took their son to go to meeting, put it over a colt that was not clean. Many people threw their best on the road. Others spread branches all about. Some were ahead, some followed, but most of all, they were shouting, Hosanna, which means what? Save us. They were waving their palms. They were excited to see Jesus. He comes in on a colt, on a donkey. Now realize, this was big time parade. Coming into the city, if you had went out and slayed some people, you came in on a stag. You wasn't on no colt. I mean, you were the king. You came in and said, all right, I'm somebody. I've killed a few. Here I am. But Jesus comes in on what symbolizes peace. No matter how you come, know that you come in peace today. Folk may ridicule you for how you approach your own life. But as you come today, this is a special moment. Why? Jesus is coming to town. Oh, my God. I don't know if you're excited about that. Jesus is coming just as he promised. And the Bible prophesied. Here's how he's going to come. He comes into the area. And people get excited. Looked at that thing and said, you know what? They made praise a priority. They put praise first. That when he comes in the town, I'm just going to start waving. When he comes by my house, I'm going to start waving. When he comes into my situation, intervenes, I'm going to start praising him. Why? Because of what he has already done. And so what I'm doing is I'm making praise a priority. I'm putting praise first. Then in 2 Chronicles, the king Jehoshaphat was a king who loved to give God the praise. They were in the middle of a battle, and they had the army all ready to go, trained. And the Lord says, send the praise team out first. Say, what? Yeah, no. I don't want you to take your... Go out first and start praising God. What a strategy. That I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to praise instead. They went out and started praising God. God, you're good, and your love endures forever. They were singing that song. All of a sudden, the enemy got confused. And there was an ambush that took place. When you put praise first, when praise become a priority in your life, don't you know the devil have to back up? Amen. How many folk want to put praise ahead of anything you want to do? Lord, I just wake up today. I want to praise you for what you've done. I want to praise you for keeping me. Make praise a priority. They begin to wave those palms. My God, David says, magnify the Lord with me. Let exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. He said, can anybody join in with me and give God some praise because all that he's done? I just stopped by today just to give him some praise. Amen. I mean, you can watch me if you want to. I just come by to say, Lord, I thank you for blessing me yet another day. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. You hadn't caught it yet. I'm talking about I'm coming to lead a praise effort right now. That praise came first. Make praise a priority in your life. How many folk came to praise him today? Well, come on, let's praise him then. As they begin to praise him, he came and they realized he is the one who's going to save us. Praise. My God, send praise first. Reverend, how do I praise? Now, let me help you today. Praise is not cool and calm and collective. Now, the Bible says, I think did they shout? They were shouting. And so let's take a moment right now as I close the sermon to make praise a priority. Can you help me today? Let's close this thing out with some praise. Is there anybody who came to praise him today? Anybody came to give him glory today? Anybody came to lift him up today? Anybody came and said, Lord, I thank you for where you brought me from. Anybody came and said, I lift my hand to you. We come to praise him. And so we come to praise. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise. Make praise a priority. Make it first in your life. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Praise him. I know you ain't got your palm yet, but come on and wave and thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. I praise you. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you with the fruit of my lips. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you for all you've done. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Come on, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noonday. Praise him in the midnight hour. I praise you for who you are. I praise you for what you've done. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. It is a pride. Priority. Get up in the morning, scream in my house. Ah! Thank you. Get on your job. Thank you. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with giving him praise. Hey, praise him, praise him, praise him. They were so excited. Back and forth. And we come today. He still inhabits the praises of his people. He won't turn away the praise. He still inhabits it. Father, we thank you. Thank you that we've taken a message that we've become all too familiar with. And we've gone past the praise to the palm. But we see ourselves even now just thanking you for everything that you've done in the lives of your people. This week was a tough week for you. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him anyhow, praise him. Hey, 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 praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Spirit, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him. Praise him today. Praise him today. Praise him today. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for who you are. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, praise him today. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. We glorify you, Lord. And we thank you. On the backside of praise, you went to a crowd that turned hostile and said, crucify him. You cleaned the temple. They turned it into a place of commerce. You said it's going to be a house of prayer. And then you took your time as you got to that place. So God, we come to that place and we thank you. We thank you for what you did. So God, we come today. We feel a sense of relief today because we've prayed some things out of us that were blocking our spirit. We prayed some things through. And we bless you. God, if there's someone here today in this place who knows not the Savior, it is our prayer today. They might not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can save a soul. I pray even now, God, if there's one who has never confessed you, that you might save their soul today and make them whole. Your word says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that today, you can be saved. We bless you, Lord. There's a sweet spirit in this place. There's power in praise. You want to be powerful? Start praising God. Yeah, yeah. You want deliverance? Become a praiser. We bless the Lord today. As we prepare to transition, yes, I'll praise you. Yes, I'll do it. From the bottom of my heart, to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Can anybody say it today? Completely, yes. My soul says, come on, there's a sweet spirit here today. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, say it today.
So I love you.
I really do.
I really do. My soul says yes.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired. Of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes from podcasting or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.